Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Harris versus Pence.
They knew what was happening and they didn't tell you.
Stop playing politics with people's lives.
President says he feels great.
This was a blessing from God that I caught it.
Hurricane heads toward Louisiana.
No one should let their guard down.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, the one and only vice presidential debate saw Mike Pence and Kamala Harris mix it up on the pandemic and health care. Here's CBS's Steve Futterman.
The two candidates began clashing over President Trump's COVID-19 response.
The American people have witnessed what is the greatest failure of any presidential administration in the history of our country.
Mike Pence defended what the president has done.
President Donald Trump has put the health of America first.
For 90 minutes, the two disagreed on numerous issues. Harris said the administration wants to take away key health care provisions.
If you have a pre-existing condition, heart disease, diabetes, breast cancer, they're coming for you.
Pence then warned those watching and listening what would happen if the Democrats win.
Joe Biden and Kamala Harris want to raise taxes. They want to bury our economy.
Harris preferred to talk about the president's personal taxes.
Donald Trump paid $750 in taxes. When I first heard about it, I literally said, you mean $750,000?
One of the sharpest exchanges dealt with reported comments Mr. Trump made about U.S. military personnel.
He has referred to our men who are serving in our military as suckers and losers.
Slanders against President Donald Trump regarding men and women of our armed forces are absurd.
The debate was essentially civil, although at one point Pence was told to stop going past his time limits.
Your campaigns agreed to the rules for tonight's debate. I'm here to enforce them.
But the most memorable and the most talked about moment of the debate had nothing to do with the candidates. It came when a fly suddenly landed on Mike Pence's snow-white hair. It remained there for a couple of minutes. The fly has become a social media sensation.
The Commission on Presidential Debates says the next Trump-Biden showdown will be virtual as the president battles COVID-19. CBS's Ben Tracy has the latest on what the president is saying about how he's feeling.
I feel great. I feel like perfect.
President Trump praising an experimental antibody cocktail he was given to treat his coronavirus infection.
They gave me Regeneron, and it was like unbelievable. It just made me better. Okay, I call that a cure.
There is no cure yet for the virus, and the treatment the president received at Walter Reed, according to one analysis, would cost the average American more than $100,000.
I want to get for you what I got, and I'm going to make it free.
The drug, made by pharmaceutical company Regeneron, is currently only available to clinical trial participants and has still not yet been approved by the FDA. The president's doctor released another very brief update on his condition, saying President Trump has been symptom-free for more than 24 hours and has detectable levels of COVID antibodies in his blood. But those are likely due to his treatment and not an immune response.
Facebook says it's initiating new election safeguards and will stop all political ads once the polls close November 3rd, part of an effort to deal with candidates who prematurely declare victory or contest official results. Now to the Gulf Coast, where people in Louisiana are once again taking hurricane precautions. Delta is headed that way after blitzing Mexican resort spots. CBS's David Begno is covering.
People filled sandbags just 6 weeks after Hurricane Laura ripped through this area as a Category 4 hurricane.
For us to actually have to go through this and witness this again is breathtaking.
Jasmine Jack lost her Lake Charles home to Laura. Debris from Laura still litters the streets. Windows are boarded up, and it is enough to make people like Nathan Smith continue leaving Southwest Louisiana for good.
I've been thinking about moving, and it's giving me the reason to do it.
A new round of protests last night in Minneapolis. Hours after former officer Derek Chauvin was released after posting a $1 million bond. He's charged with murder and the death of George Floyd back in May. The National Guard was activated to help police. Authorities in Louisville, Kentucky have released a batch of evidence in the police raid that left Breonna Taylor dead in her home in March. CBS's Jerika Duncan.
This video shows a close-up view of her boyfriend, Kenneth Walker, outside Taylor's home after she'd been shot.
My girlfriend's dead.
Moments later, a SWAT team enters Taylor's apartment.
Hey, watch the kitchen. Watch the kitchen.
They quickly determine it's a crime scene.
We have to be mindful of what we say. We're on camera now.
At the center of the case, whether a search warrant for Taylor's home was issued properly. Police records show the warrant stemmed from Taylor's communication with ex-boyfriend Jamarcus Glover. The release includes audio tape of a jailhouse conversation on the day of the raid. In it, Glover says he had not been in touch with Taylor, further calling into question the justification for the raid.
Coronavirus cases in the upper Midwest are spiking. CBS's Mola Lenghi is in Wisconsin, where hospitals are facing big problems.
We have a pandemic that is out of control.
Hospitalizations are up more than 65% over the past 2 weeks, and the average daily deaths have tripled.
We've seen the number of people needing hospitalization double or triple, and we really don't have the capacity to double the number of people hospitalized in the state.
Seven states have reportedly seen a more than 60% increase in new cases compared to just 2 weeks ago.
CBS's Deborah Rodriguez tells us there's been a stunning and stinging rebuke of the Trump administration's handling of the coronavirus.
34 editors at the New England Journal of Medicine have signed a scathing editorial, citing the Trump administration for, quote, taking a crisis and turning it into a political tragedy. It takes the government to task for too little testing for COVID, especially early on, too little protective equipment, lack of national leadership on mask wearing, social distancing, quarantine, and isolation.
The editorial did not specifically endorse Joe Biden, but called the administration dangerously incompetent and said those in it should not keep their jobs. The pandemic has forced new rules at the Oscars, and now drive-in movies can qualify for nominations as long as the film has a 7-day run in one of 6 major cities. The pandemic has been hard to digest for some familiar names in the restaurant business. Now, another chain reports trouble.
Ruby Tuesday is the latest, filing for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. It will also permanently shut down 185 restaurants. The company says it will continue to operate its remaining 236 locations while it restructures its debt. Ruby Tuesday has 7,300 employees across 8 states and 5 foreign countries. 7,000 of those employees have been furloughed during the pandemic, and many have not returned to work. Restaurant chains California Pizza Kitchen, Chuck E. Cheese, and Sizzler have also filed for bankruptcy protection this year. Matt Piper, CBS News.
Sesame Street is planning a special program on racism. It's called The Power of We and will air later this month. It'll define it for young viewers and show how it can be hurtful and how to call it out when it's spotted. That's the CBS World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Behind every successful business is a story, and some of them might surprise you, like how Chobani's first yogurt factory was discovered on a piece of junk mail, or how the founder of the multi-million-dollar cosmetics brand Drunk Elephant was told by everyone, including her own mother, that the name sounded like a dive bar. I'm Guy Raz, and on my show How I Built This, I talk to founders behind the world's biggest companies to learn the real stories of how they built them. In each episode, you'll hear entrepreneurs share moments of doubt and failure and talk about how they were able to overcome them on their way to the top. How I Built This is like a masterclass in innovation and creativity from the people who've done it all. Follow How I Built This wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to How I Built This early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen to Wondery, the destination for business podcasts. With shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, and many more, Wondery means business.